It is a dream. It's my mother's dream. And in that sense, I'm extremely excited and happy to tell the whole world about it, honestly. Being a farm stay, bed and breakfast has been a part of my mother's heart for as long as I can remember. And when I was growing up, she would always cook in big pots. And it just seemed like no matter how full we got the house, there were never quite enough people to eat all her food. And she would always say, "What's the matter with you all? Eat, eat." So, and then my aunt used to joke with her because she made such fabulous breakfast spreads whenever we had family over or company. She started to joke and say, "Well, Darlene, when are you going to open your bed and breakfast?" And that was when I was very young, and that was just the running joke in the family. And the seeds of it, though, were good seeds. And so I believe probably 5 years ago, my mother began actively looking for a real farm. I grew up in New England, and even though I'm not sure anyone else in our town nor county had chickens and ducks in their backyard, my mother did. So we grew up collecting eggs and having a chicken coop, and my mother rescued 2 pygmy goats and thought in order to grow more into who she was, she needed to expand. And so she found, she researched online, and her brother helped her. And he's a fabulous researcher, and he came across this beautiful farm in Kentucky in the middle of the Amish Hills. And they got here. It was on Civil War Day's weekend, as it happened, which is a very large festival here in Munfordville. And they came, they looked at the farm, they met the people, and my mother was in love, honestly. And she took the original Amish home, kept the characteristics, and then built on a 6,000 square foot addition with 5 themed bedrooms, dining room, great room, the recreation room downstairs. And of course, the whole premise of what she was wanting to do was to be as environmentally friendly, green, you know, all those buzzwords nowadays. But these are things that she was doing in the 70s. You know, gardening with fish emulsion and things. And so these, you know, 140 acres, as much as we try and utilize every space to its fullest potential, it almost sometimes feels like it's not quite enough. we could grow out over here, but no, it's perfect. And I don't think a month goes by, which is a short period of time, but I don't think a month goes by where my mom will just stop whatever busyness we're into and say, I truly am in love. I love everything about this. And even as I'm sitting here, I can see her carrying 2 big chicken water buckets out with her, you know, winter coat to go do the animals. And she has just found herself. And her hope is, of course, that this love that she has found and has been able to grow into in herself, that's the whole bed and breakfast and farm stay part of it. Because if she was going to be so in love and if she was going to have so much fun, then she wanted everyone to come and share it with her. And so that's the hope, that there's enough room and enough people here and the word gets out, and come and meet her and hear her stories and why she did what she did. And